Sri Lanka's government today dismissed a ceasefire declaration by Tamil Tiger rebels, which is due to begin from July 26th. The rebel group announced earlier they would observe a unilateral 10-day ceasefire as a goodwill gesture during a regional summit.
A rebel statement said the Tigers would refrain from military action during the 15th South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation Conference, but warned they would be forced to take defensive action if the island's military carried out any offensives against them. The truce announcement came amid months of heavy fighting between the government and the rebels along the front lines of their civil war in the north. Jehan Pereira is the director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka. He says that the LTT are using the attention of the summit to gain political credit.
While it is true that the LTT's offer of stopping of the fighting on its part is positive, it lacks credibility in a sense, because the LTT has been showing a great warlike orientation for the last 2 years, and to suddenly come up with this unilateral ceasefire, it seems to be that it was to gain some political credit internationally, because the attention of the international communities focused on the SAARC summit. So if the LTT is to make its ceasefire offer more credible, then it has to reorient itself from its militant campaign, which has been especially marked in the course of the past 2 years, and engage in confidence-building measures such as stopping the attacks on civilian targets, and also focusing more attention on the possibility of and prospects of politically resolving the Sri Lankan conflict within the framework of a united Sri Lanka.